double rainbow rebel and then a large ice Omonoko Omega latte.
Well, usually when a business has to close its doors, it's because it's not bringing in enough people. But for one little gray and blue Dutch Bros hut with the windmill logo, it has the opposite problem.
The Dutch Bros stand on Camelback Road and Central Avenue in Uptown Phoenix is being forced to close its doors. Lauren, this reminds me of Yogi Berra. It's too busy, no one goes there anymore, because basically it's bringing in too many people.
Many people. So Phoenix's planning and development department filed to repeal the shop's drive-through permit because it was overcrowding other businesses around it and oftentimes blocking the bus stop.
Apparently, popularity has its drawbacks.
Apparently. Here is shift leader Marley Maxwell.
My number one priority, along with a lot of the other workers here, is making sure that every customer that rolls through feels as if they are royalty. It feels that they are someone.
And customers do like to just hang around.
I love Dutch Rose because of the people and just like the energy.
I usually come for the people to talk to them because I like making new friends.
So what is it about Dutch Bros that people are so obsessed with?
Don't ask me, Lauren. Here are a few folks we met at the Central and Camelback location and what their favorite orders are.
Ready? Here we go. Passion Peach Rebel blended with extra, extra strawberry drizzle.
We have our own chocolate milk. It is incredible.
And chocolate milk is pretty good too.
The Hawaiian Kicker, which is espresso with soy milk, and I feel like I have to have it.
I ordered a Tiger's Blood.
Explain to me what that is.
Tiger's Blood is a tea, and it just has like different flavors of fruit, and it looks so cool when you get it in the cup. It's very colorful.
The shop has tried to alleviate the traffic situation. They close their walk-up windows so people don't park in other businesses' lots, and they change their drive-through to two lanes.
And Maxwell says they've also tried to speed things up.
At this stand specifically, we've integrated a cash system, so most of the time, if your drink is being made, we will try to run it out as quickly as it's made so it's not sitting there. So that way you can just get on with the rest of your day. And it has been really fun to watch, but there's definitely more growth to happen to improve this stand.
The city has given Dutch Bros until March to move the stand, and it's already looking at a plot down the street with a much bigger parking lot and room for a longer drive-through line. So, Steve, don't worry. If you want to get your favorite iced kicker, you can get it soon at that new location.
Ooh, that is good news, Lauren, because you know I'm addicted to the annihilator.
That's something I've always wanted to hear you say.